Well, the party is fighting another giant shadow dragon, and this time it's not going super well. I mean, it didn't go super well last time, but it's also not going super well this time, for different reasons. So, let's see if they die. Let's roll.
It's the best.
You like it, huh?
I don't like getting raped.
Oh. Hypocrite.
Fair it. You can give it, but you can't take it.
You gotta like both.
Okay.
You got to. It's the only way it's okay.
I don't think you do.
At least I'm not hypocrite. Is it my turn today?
It's my turn.
Oh, it's been your turn.
Yeah, my God, we've been waiting forever.
What? Punt. I just went.
No, you didn't. You just, you went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I just pee-pee.
Nat 20.
Yes! I probably fucked up the waveforms there, sorry.
Nice, 23 points.
Oh, dip.
Is he dead?
No.
Fuck, I knew it.
And he's got to make a constitution.
Yeah.
Yeah, constitution, right? No, strength.
He doesn't make it.
He doesn't!
So he's prone.
He's prone! Hit him while he's down!
Go, Nash.
Nash is gonna
be a Baltimore police officer.
He's gonna put in another dimensional bullet.
He is. Black things down, hit him!
Shoot himself over here.
Okay.
Who?
Nash.
So you take away my advantage. Thanks.
I had to. Well, no, you still get advantage because he's a large
person. Oh, that's right.
Okay. He's gonna take a swipe at you, by the way.
Bring it.
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, as a.
Fire! So with him, pro, what happens with my attacks?
Okay.
You get advantage.
I'm gonna let you do that.
You're all excited. It doesn't matter.
Tomlin's after you anyway, so fucking annoying. You gotta wait for you to roll your stupid fucking dice.
Shut up!
Oh my God, put them aside!
Why don't you just do Tomlin's turn and then roll your. Oh, you're a fucking asshole.
Six?
Hope you roll all ones.
He might.
Please don't roll it.
Stop.
Three, so that's 9 plus 4.
He's 13. Good at the math.
Sound like me trying to count my dice.
I was trying to. I sound retarded.
Rude.
All right,
Tomlin.
So Tomlin, Sacred Flame. Roll your shit. Cunt.
Jesus.
Make a dexterity saving throw. Or strength saving throw. Sorry.
Yeah.
Nice.
Made it.
You dropped it on the right one.
15 dex?
15 dex.
For what?
Sacred Flame place.
18.
I think you missed it then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were asking. Never mind. 5 points of damage.
And he toots?
Yeah, he toots. He farts a little.
Takes a lot out of him.
Little poops slipped out.
That Sacred Flame.
All right, Croc, go ahead.
Right.
I mean, he did lose bottle.
Fuck him up, Croc.
Time to fuck him up, Croc. All right.
What?
You missed.
Natural one.
But oh, that's all right.
It's
okay.
The other one,
16.
That's better. All right,
17.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Croc. Right,
I just look at you, disappointed.
Oh, he's going to take a swipe at you, Croc, there. No, missed.
Yay.
All right. So.
I raise my turn.
How's Tomlin looking?
Not great.
Oh, no.
Not good at all.
No, you don't do that.
That's fucked up.
That'd be the best.
Boop.
Swipe.
Stop! No!
Please.
I don't want it!
Ooh.
No, not ooh.
He gets advantage.
No!
Oh, boo!
On who?
Everything.
Why?
Because of the power.
I don't like the power.
Evens, odds. Even? Did I say you even?
Even.
Odd. So bite against the wolf. Nat 20.
That's the even?
Yeah, that's the first one.
Oh, man. That's not going to be good. You're not going to be
the bites are not longer. Good.
You're not going to be a wolf much longer.
That's okay. I got another shapeshift.
19 points of piercing damage.
19?
Yeah. And 6 points of necrotic damage.
Oof.
Does that take you out of wolf form?
Yes.
Alright, and then Croc.
Damage.
Missed. And one hits.
I don't like this fight.
I don't either. I'm not a fan.
You guys are doing fine.
Shut up.
11 points of slashing damage, Kruk. Yes. All right, Harold, your turn.
I am going to cast Moonbeam.
Moonbeam ice cream.
Okay. And you are going
you ever heard this song?
To...
Not like that.
You need to make a Constitution 14 saving throw.
He makes it.
And that, so on a save, you get half damage of 2d10.
Duty.
Duty.
Duty for Rudy. Old Rudy.
That's a 10. Nice. 19.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
He is crackling quite a bit of energy.
That's good.
He's going to make an attack on Kruk.
No.
He hits.
No. Stop it. Stop hitting. Stop for it. Wait, does he still get advantage?
Also, this is...
What a cunt.
9, 13 points of slashing damage.
That's where my...
All right.
Yeah. That's where your what is?
Moonbeam.
Oh, that's... No.
What's that mean?
That's just, it stays there, so if you move into it, you get hit. If you start your turn there, you get hit.
Is he currently in it?
Yes.
Okay.
A creature makes the save only once per turn. Oh, so maybe you gotta wait until the next round.
What? It is Nash's turn.
Go, Nash. Do it.
Let's go shoot him.
Shoot him in the face.
Oh, when it ends its turn.
Nope.
So it's gotta
miss
get
one.
Out there.
Okay. Nice.
God, our rolls are suck.
He's going to try to hit...
Our rolls are suck.
Kruk again, he hits Kruk.
All our rolls are suck.
12 points of slashing damage, Kruk.
Not good. Oh, God.
Tomlin.
He's down to 2 bullets.
Getting real low.
Guys. Oh, my God.
No, 2 in the chamber. He can't... It's an action to reload, so he has to do something else. Tomlin's turn?
Yep.
Sacred Flame.
He makes it.
He doesn't get half?
No, it's not Sacred Flame, it's cantrip.
It's a bummer.
Alright, Kruk, your turn.
That would be a really powerful spell, though, if I could just keep...
Alright, the first one. Nat 20!
Sweet!
Nice!
Yes! I'll do the second one, too. That hits, too.
Nice.
Fuck, oh, yes. Okay, finally.
Kill him. Kill him now.
So, I still get your extra 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good to know. Yes! So, 31 on the first hit.
Okay.
And then 15 on the second hit.
You smash into his
fucking A
glowing purple chest, and he rears back and stumbles, and he lets out a loud roar. And a big beam of purple energy just shoots.
Like
into
the sky,
the ceiling,
okay.
And just like, and like takes down the wall.
Oh my god! Above us,
like you could see, just like basically a
like a laser beam,
like a Godzilla blast.
Is he still kind of alive a little bit? Because Nash wants to shit in his mouth.
No,
he
breaks. He kind of breaks off from the beam of energy and the. The crumbling and everything.
Sad.
Thank
1,000 XP for each of you.
What? Oh, really?
We leveled up.
God damn.
No, we didn't. Okay.
We're very close. 1, 3, 9, 3, 6.
Did we?
I don't know. You said it with conviction. I like that.
We're at 1,397, which I think you need to be...
1,3937.
1,3937. Sorry, 1,3937.
Yeah. Sorry, I forget.
There is a... so, from his...
And another dragon appears.
His brother, his third brother. Yeah,
what happened to my first two?
Yeah. Then he eats the purple gem before we can get to
him. Stop!
We're 3 points away. We can go kill a commoner.
Oh, my God!
No, we're not 3 points away. We're 63 points away.
We'll kill a bunch of commoners.
We can kill, like, 7 commoners. They can't do anything.
Please do not.
Smash.
From his remnants, you see the purple gem. You also see one of his, like, wing bones is kind of there.
Wings!
Wingy bones. And if you want to take a look at it.
Yeah, we'll
take a look at it.
Yeah.
Take a
look. So.
Wing bone.
I assume you'd be like a...
Yeah, it's fine.
It is a... you could basically use it as a shadow bone staff.
Ooh.
Plus 2 staff. that does necrotic damage, gives you resistance to necrotic damage, and also can cast Dimensional Door once a day.
Ooh, that's pretty sweet.
I'll take that.
Okay. No, you wouldn't take that.
Yeah, I don't think so, right? It's necrotic damage.
Yeah, you're right. It's Matt, so good, though.
Matt plus know, two. Well, Matt, if Nash takes it, he can make it his arcane firearm, which gives him additional D8.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
What? How does that work?
So I wouldn't want it just because it's necrotic.
At level 5, I can make an arcane firearm out of a staff, which means I carve some runes into it. That gives it an additional D8 points of damage.
Nice.
Fine, take it, you fucking
What about your horror. Gun, now?
It doesn't matter. That's not an arcane firearm. That's just a regular firearm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would use the arcane firearm instead of your gun?
Yeah.
Okay. So that the 1500 you spent on the extra barrel.
No. But I can cast spells. I can still use my gun. It's okay. Just not my arcane firearm. And I can cast spells through this and still get an additional D8.
I'm confused at how that works.
All right. I'm going to fucking show you.
So it's not your normal weapon.
It can be.
Whatever. What do you use your normal weapon for?
Hold on. Arcane firearm. At 5th level, you know how to turn a wand, staff, or rod into an arcane firearm, a conduit for your destructive spells. When you finish a long rest, you can use a woodcarver's tools to carve special sigils into a wand, staff, or rod, and thereby turn it into your arcane firearm. The sigils disappear from the object if you later carve them on a different item. The sigils otherwise last indefinitely. You can use the arcane firearm as a spellcasting focus for your artificer spells. When you cast an artificer spell through the firearm, roll a d8, and you gain a bonus to one of the spell's damage rolls equal to the number rolled.
Okay, so it's just for when you're doing spells.
Or when I'm casting it from the wand. So if it's necrotic damage, I'll get an additional D8.
Yeah. But I'm saying it's not part of your gun. It's your
spell. No. I don't get it. My gun doesn't change. Yeah, I can still use my gun.
When you said arcane firearm, it sounded like you were getting like, you know, like a warlock that has like the arcane weapon.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not like a pack weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Are we good now?
Yeah. You die.
Yeah. What? All right, let me write that down. So what's it called?
Wing. It's a custom thing.
Bone
Shadow
Wing.
Shadow Bone Staff.
Shadow Bone Staff.
+2, does necrotic damage, necrotic resistance, and can cast Dimension Door once a day.
Shadow Bone Staff. That's how much necrotic damage?
The normal staff damage.
So like?
I think it's a 1d8.
Okay.
Like 1d6 if you are using it single-handedly, 1d8 if you're...
Double fist in it. Okay.
Yeah. Pretty sweet. Now we got to check
out. I was mentioning the druid.
It wasn't. What? You wouldn't have used it. You're playing your character. 1d8
next. You get an inspiration token.
Yes! I already have one. Can I get another one?
No, you can't.
You could have used that during that fight.
Yeah, that would
have I didn't
been
need good. To.
Yeah, we had it handily.
We were handling it. He was strong.
Can I take a fucking long rest now?
Yeah.
I mean, it does not seem again. Super stable. This whole area, you can still feel rumbles.
Oh, and
maybe cave-ins. Let's get out of here.
He wants us.
So you can stay there, but we're gonna have to roll.
No, that's fine. Let's like just go.
See.
Let's just go.
Like, the chasm seems to be getting closer.
Yeah, the ceiling's probably crumbling.
I have... Okay, yeah, I have enough to get out of here. I have 14 for Nash and 8 for Tomlin. So, do we just...
Yeah, you're just going to skirt. But it's going to take you, like, a whole day. Like, you guys are going to be pretty tired by the time you get out of
here. I want to go to sleep.
Please let me go to sleep.
Let me just take a nap, please.
Can we nap outside in the hallway?
The hallway. It's not so much a hallway now, as it's just like you're out of the dungeon area, right? Like, 'cause you took a whole path to get here.
Oh, I see.
In the Underdark, this is like a...
Well, we didn't go. We never went back to see that ghost dude. But
he's probably fine.
But let's take a rest and go back.
I could turn into a...
There's nowhere to go. You can't
go back. He ruined it.
Like the whole structure has started.
Yeah.
Do you want to ride me out?
I could be. Oh my god!
I could be a war horse.
No.
You want to get on my back, Poppy?
No, thank you.
What's that song?
I don't have a saddle, though, where you have to go bareback.
The old internet song with the horse. Fly me fucking...
To the moon? That's Frank Sinatra.
That's Fly Me to the Moon. Not Ride Me.
Ride Me to the Moon.
That was the spicy...
Ride Me to the Moon. Let me cream among the stars.
I'm creaming.
Stop. I don't like that.
Stop.
It was an old song. What the fuck?
I was like, stop. I'm sure that stopped.
Glad you found it funny too.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
He's fingering his box.
Please don't finger in your box. He's rubbing his box real hard.
You like that?
No.
You like that box?
Like a DJ of Vagine.
It might have been this one. Yeah.
A Vagine Day.
Yeah, this song.
The VJ DJ.
I'm gonna try that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The old internet was just fucking wasteland of just
2000 internet
was the best.
It was the best.
2000 internet
was. Now everything's trying to make money.
Yeah. Well, that was like it.
It's like, stop. Just talk about cugging on horses, Winky.
I was like at work, he brought up Homestar Runner, and it was sad. But all the young people were like, I have no idea what that is. Like,
that's a shame.
I remember a lobster magnet. That was that was a good one. Got a lobster and you got a magnet.
There was also Badger.
Yeah.
You freaking, what's his face? The angry guy checking his mail.
Strong Bad
checking his mail. Those were some of the best episodes.
There were the Trogdor song.
Trogdor to Burninator.
Yeah.
There was also
Burninating the Countryside.
Ask a Ninja was a good one.
Burninating the people.
Yeah. Peasants.
Oh, the peasants.
In their thatch
roof cottages.
I just like that he had one big arm.
Yeah, he had a big strong arm and went away. Yeah, that was the best.
I like Poopsmith. That was my favorite character.
But yeah, you posted the system is down.
Yes.
The system.
The cheat.
I gotta go back and watch all those old fucking terrible cartoons.
That's why people,
we do not turn off and on.
That's why people don't realize how genius Kung Fury is, because
Kung Fury is great.
It was like such a callback to those. There's supposed to be a second one, but
yeah, and it's got like all these like giant stars.
Yeah,
in it.
It's got Schwarzenegger in it. It's got fucking.
It was like absurd, and it's like not being released for whatever reason.
It's crazy
because it's done. It's been made.
Kung Fury was hilarious.
I love that.
All right, so you guys are climbing out of your tunnel. Taking a day to crawl your way out.
Boom, nailed them.
You fall into the tunnel.
That wasn't the DM.
No, I just had an arcane thing. I just stole a staff from the
All right, planet. So now we can long rest. We're back up.
Well, hold on.
God damn it.
There's a scene that happens.
I don't want a scene.
You don't just crawl out of a tunnel from the Underdark without a scene happening.
Okay.
He's right.
It's fair.
So as you're crawling out... you are crawling what appears to be the inside, or what's left of it, of the Red Horn Inn that's in the town.
Uh-oh.
and there's a bunch of gnomes, obviously, around cleaning up and trying to pull the rubble.
Well, it's their own fault for having a fucking door to the Underdark below an inn.
And Mutie's there, and, you know, everyone sees you for crawling out, right? And, like, they're like,
look, what did I say before we even fucking went in here? And that was the dumbest.
What the fuck did you do?
We got your shit.
We fought.
You got what shit? There was a
gem. You don't know a gem.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. We needed a gem or something. You let us in.
I mean, the magic seems to be normal again.
To be fair, this is mostly your fault.
To be honest, we're wandering travelers, so this seems like a you problem.
Gulp died in that blast.
That's what
I mean, I'm not super sad about that. But other people also died.
Could have been somebody important. Yeah.
Ironically, he went in and a knitting woman's knitting club left because women would have been here.
That makes sense.
So in the end, he saved women.
He did save women. He hates that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure he did not have
He was not happy.
But other people died. Also, like, the hole doesn't seem to be stable. Like, it's growing.
No.
In the last day or so, we might not even be able to stay here anymore.
No, you probably can't.
Nash is like, I will make a vagina joke.
You're not on this town anymore, Nash.
I wasn't around before.
We let you back in. Just look what you did.
I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
It was the dragon.
It was a dragon. There was a big two shadow dragons down there.
We cleared two shadow dragons out.
I got a bone. Look at my bone.
We have a town that's ruined.
Look at my bone.
Oh my god.
And look at this wing I found.
Unfortunately,
as well.
That's just part of living in this time in this area. You know? You get hit by a shadow dragon.
Not us, we were above ground.
Yeah,
you guys went and riled something up.
You had a
shadow dragon infestation.
No, that's not what I was gonna say. You had a door to the Underdark underneath the inn. You knew that was a bad idea.
We didn't make it. That was there.
Why did you build on top of it?
Well, what else are you going to build? It was a good place for a town.
Anywhere but.
And it was fine till you went in.
All right. Well, you made it, let us in, so really, who's to blame?
Look.
You know who I am.
Look.
You know what I am.
Look, if you build your
you guys look like
camp.
Shit.
We are
in the riverbed.
Like you look like shit, especially Tomlin's not. You're not looking a good Tomlin. Tomlin's
just
you're
crying.
Looking worse than when I saw you.
You look
like Tomlin's crying. He's like he's like hitting flies with his tongue. Oh,
like I can't. Stop.
What happened to him?
Well,
a lot of stuff, man. I've seen things.
Yeah, I've seen some
he's
things.
Eaten some eggs.
Seen some things.
Those cum eggs.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
How many did you eat? Lots.
Too many.
One is too many.
I feel good though.
We really did try and make this for like we were trying to help. It wasn't our fault.
Look, all right, fine, whatever. You guys can stay in my house for the night.
Thank you.
And rest, and then you gotta leave after that.
That's
also
fair.
There was a couple people here looking for you. They're pretty big. They were wearing cloaks, and we told them to get.
Was it Bebop and Rock Steady?
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
But I mean,
that
one did look like it had a tusk. Oh, so
god damn it, fucking Bebop.
yeah. Well, we need a long rest, big time.
Yeah. So it's a good rest too, because it's in his house.
Yeah. Go ahead. Just get the.
Nash is gonna shit everywhere. He's gonna shit all over his.
I swear
bed.
To God, Nash.
You won't know.
Throwing
it's
you
me.
Back down the hole.
You won't
I will know. What's me. You're the worst person. This town has ever had. And that's including Gulp.
I mean, not the worst.
Gulp didn't kill anyone. He saved women. What did you do? You killed him. And five other people.
I didn't. Technically.
And you took down the Red Horn Inn. Everyone loved that place.
Fuck that Red Horn Inn.
The town that got to move. This is disastrous.
Did the minstrel die?
Yes!
Yes! Fucking hey. Alright, I'm gonna go to bed. I'm gonna masturbate to that.
Good.
Maybe I'll just kick you out of this town.
Let us get the rest.
No, I'm just joking. Just a little joke. Trying to lighten the mood.
Just a little joke.
It doesn't seem like the time.
No.
Little death joke.
No lighten the mood.
The town is visibly angry around you. Like, the fact that Mutie has not called for your heads is the only reason
first
why
off,
they're not going after you.
You guys should be used to me killing gnomes in this town.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I'm just joking.
Left.
I didn't say that. I left.
I just went to bed.
No.
Harold's like, I can't.
We're all very tired.
He shot all of us.
You turn into a horse and walk away.
The war horse.
Real slowly.
And I just go lean against a tree. Pass out.
Coop while standing.
Tomlin's like, yeah, he doesn't know what the...
Just get...
All right, we're leaving.
Fucking clean this up, and then, I don't know. Well, you don't... Whatever. Just get out of here.
Okay.
Well, that didn't go well.
Yeah, I thought we were doing a good thing.
Well, you know.
No good deed goes unpunished.
I mean, we did kill people.
Yeah.
We didn't know. We didn't know it was going to happen. Look, first off, what did I say? You don't build over fucking entry to the Underdark. It's bad idea. You know it's hollow. You know that there's going to be fucking sinkholes happening.
You're not wrong. Like, you don't build in riverbeds.
Right. That wasn't quite a sinkhole. It was a whole
burst from below. Yeah.
I mean, it did
a big fire laser going through the town.
Did things sink into it? Then
they vaporize.
More of an explosion.
Yeah, it's more outward than inward.
We don't call it a vapor hole. all right, so we rest, get all our shit back.
Well.
Yeah.
And Nash is going to make some more bullets since he used a bunch of them.
Anyone want to make any bullets with them?
No.
Nope.
What?
You guys they're not happy with your lightheartedness from the whole...
I'm just trying to lighten you guys.
From the 9/11 and mutiny.
I don't think that helped our standing. We just 9/11 them, and then you made fun of them.
I feel like if there was dancing Jews after 9/11, oh my
rooftops. God. There were dancing Muslims. All right, so yeah, he's gonna make 10 bullets.
Hey, I'm gonna make some bullets. Yeah. Actually, are you gonna shoot these people?
He's gonna make 14 bullets.
You better not say anything to me.
How many people are left?
No, you're gonna need at least 3 times as many bullets.
Yeah, you're gonna miss most of them.
That's true.
I shoot you.
Well, I did.
I shoot you again. This time I mean it.
Several times.
Yeah, but this time I mean it.
You shot the gnome and then you turned and shot him directly.
You're actually more dangerous than the dragon.
It's like you were aiming.
Sometimes. Look, it's not my fault.
I hate you, and you're ruining my life.
So Tomlin has finally had time to let it sink in that he's a fucking frog. Uh-huh. Before
he's existential terrorist.
Yeah, he's been fighting for his life this whole time, and he's like, guys, I didn't want to. This isn't where I wanted to be. At this point in my life, I thought I'd bring people good.
He's trying.
I'm trying my best, but this I don't like where I am. Can someone just kill me? Oh my
god! I'll kill you.
I can't kill myself. It's against my deity.
I think you can ask people to kill you either.
Yeah, you can. Sure, why not? If they do it, that's their choice.
It's basically...
No!
You asked for a favor, I'm doing you the favor. Don't ask how it's done.
So I guess we're leaving Muti Glen.
You would know to take the gem back to the elves for the next, right? Because the kings have to
meditate on
it. Right?
I go say, hey, is there any discounted gulps now?
Oh my god,
no.
Oh.
Get the fuck out.
Well, I mean, he's not a rat. It's like he's going on a business sale.
Well, we have to give it to his surviving family.
Oh, he has family? Weird. Anyway.
It's just going to be part of my shop now.
I'm just going to leave.
Probably for the best.
Do you still need those barrels? Can I have some of them?
What? Yeah, come on. We're gonna move them to the next town that we're gonna have to fucking build somewhere. I don't know where we're gonna go.
You know what? I got a fucking little tip for you. Please don't build it on top of the fucking Underdark. Dumbass.
Next time a fucking retard gnome comes in, we just shoot him.
This is how he's leaving. The
town. And all of us are just like,
yeah.
The rest of the party. You don't understand. I got history with these fuckers.
What? They're assholes. Some people.
That's not on purpose. Wasn't on purpose.
I have history with these people. First
of all, I think they overreacted.
Yeah. They're all touchy around here. God damn it.
So now where are we going?
Alright, so you gotta go back to the dock to get your boat.
Hi, Doc.
I guess we never figured out. We never figured out the guy in the gears.
You probably fine now.
We'll never know what that was about.
Hey, what was his story?
Tortured forever. Buried in rubble.
What was his story?
Oh, shit. So if the gears broke, that means we stopped the island from moving, right? So it's not going to happen anymore, I would assume.
No.
No, that's not true?
No. The gears were just part of the gnome
architecture.
Was the guy's deal?
Are we ever going to find
see-through
out?
See-through guy.
Or is that just lost?
He was a sort of sacrifice for kind of like keeping the gnomes from regaining like their own consciousness.
Got it.
Right, like...
Oh, so he was kind of a good guy.
So we kept him enslaved.
We should have helped him.
His spirit was being tortured and kind of used to empower.
So we should have just freed him, and then they would have been free.
If we freed him, then the gnomes could have
killed
us.
Killed.
And they probably would not have been active in that dining room.
Right. That makes sense.
We wouldn't have had to make that fight at all.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Right, right. That was where I used a lot of my spells.
Yeah. All
right,
so where's the boat?
Whoops. Where you left it.
Okay.
On your way down to your boat.
Nash starts laughing. And he's like...
Well, we would never know that for sure.
What? No, he starts. No, Nash starts laughing because of the town.
Oh, God.
Because they more and more. He's like, I have killed so many people in that town.
You're a real just like, piece of work.
Wrong with you?
It's kind of funny, right?
No.
Oh.
Just because you say it is.
I guess it's just funny to me.
I guess so.
In 23 years, that'll be funny.
That'll be funny.
It is.
9/11's hilarious.
I mean, I...
That's how we're going to end this podcast.
9/11's
hilarious.
Yeah, so... All right, so we're going back to the boat.
Yeah, so you're going back to the boats, and as you get, you know, we break through the trees to the shoreline, you see two hooded figures standing in front of your boat.
What's up, guys?
Very large.
Don't say.
I didn't say what's up, guys. I'm not Nash.
And you hear the one say, "See, Borax, I told you they'd wander down here when they got back, just like Boss said." And he goes, "You're right, Rockgut. Yous are so smart, I know we should smash them now." And Rock says, "Oh yeah, Boss said we get the stone and smash them. We're gonna smash them with the fucking goo."
Wow. Alright.
Well,
let's
they
do
never
it.
Met me.
Wrong
I'm
for
the goo
initiative.
Smasher. I'm the one.
Neither of you are large at the moment.
Oh, that's right.
In fact, put a 1 and a 2 in there, because they're both large.
Of course they are.
Does Borax help clean your make your whites whiter?
I get
13 for me. They look kind of like that.
What?
Did the AI generate those images?
No, I drew them myself.
I don't know if you found images.
You're
they
so
look,
good.
It looks very AI.
So I got a 16 for Nash, or 17 for Nash, and an 8 for Tama.
Blues Clues.
Blues Clues, and I'm having fun. 5. Dude, my initiatives have been horrible.
14.
Jesus, sweet crackers.
Jesus has sweet crackers?
His body. Ugh, terrible. Oh my god, your thing is weird.
I hate you.
Just going off by itself.
He's talking about his penis.
There we go.
Somebody wants Cliff protein bars from BJ's. I'll give you a protein. It'll be in bar form.
With after the BJ. I get it. BJ.
Alright, so.
Splooge.
Let us put yourself in your regular order.
Pachacho, 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 pachacho. There we go. You're bringing up the rear as always.
Yay. Still chuckling to himself.
What?
Still chuckling to himself.
So we'll call him.
He is the worst. He's not a good guy.
That's the point, right?
Yeah, hey, he's a real piece of shit.
He is a real piece of shit. I'm not going to lie. He knows it.
Oh my god. Your fucking thing, whatever it's doing.
Something's probably pressing on it in there, in the box.
We just got a letter.
we just
got a letter. Did you ever see that one where it was a female Blues Clues and they open up the mail and it's like, "Hey, show us your feet."
Someone make a intelligence check.
Not me. It'd
probably be Nash.
Yes.
22.
Just as a note. Like, right, the one looks like a big rhino humanoid, and the other looks like a big boar humanoid,
yep.
Right? You know that from previously there was some messing around with transforming of animals.
Right.
And
yeah.
Some polymorph spells and shit. So now you know that, you know, the main bad guy of the Foot Dynasty is probably starting to mess around with that more.
It's a good thing we're not like Matt Mercer, because that would have fucked him up. He'd be all, "And then the great creature."
It just sounded like it was responding to what you were saying. The other mess of that was.
Let's see if I can pull up that. So why isn't Matt Mercer doing it anymore?
I don't know.
What was his
reason?
He's going
to be player. Oh, he's going to be player.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
that's
kind of cool. That he was like sometimes a player before they became big.
It's like at the bottom.
Why don't you just move it?
Because this is what's holding us up. Oh god, oh. I'm sorry.
Elmo,
shut up! Shut up, up, Elmo?
Don't forget me!
Did you ever watch the YouTube series, the short series called The Puppet Rapist?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Where he loses his soul, the puppets lose their soul if
you rape them. No, the puppets die if you rape them, yeah.
Yeah. So fucked up.
The one guy went to jail for raping a puppet.
Yes.
Having sex with a puppet, at least.
And he couldn't do
it. And they let him out, and then he's back to work in, like, the fucking kitchens. And the puppets are all like, ah, I love you! And it's all over him, and he's just kind of... It's so good.
It's so hilarious.
So much that's the sort of thing that, like, that is what YouTube is for.
That is, yeah, exactly.
A short just series absurd, of, like, fucking...
crazy-ass shit.
Dark shit.
Stuff you'd never put on TV.
Like salad fingers.
Salad fingers, fucking that thing.
Alright, number one is going to run in a straight line through Kruk and Nash.
Through?
Yeah, to the other side of Nash. You guys make dexterity saving throws.
I get it, because he's the rhino. Huh?
I missed it.
You got it.
18?
You made it.
Wait. Yeah, 18.
Wait, when you say through Kruk and Nash, do you mean Kruk
like
and...
through.
Basically, he...
Oh, through here, that's right.
But this is me, though. So if he was over here, he hit Kruk and...
No, he's
straight that way. Yeah, so
okay,
straight.
Gotcha.
All right, so...
I take less damage, though, because I'm behind, right? Oh, come on!
That's a lot of rolls!
25 points of bludgeoning damage.
Are you fucking kidding me?
God. You take 12, because you took half. Also, you're knocked prone and stunned for a round.
I might as well be.
Why the fuck not?
Why not?
I am going to rage.
I don't want to stop your turn yet.
Rage.
Well, I'm just telling you now in case I forget.
Alright, it is Nash's turn. You're stunned.
Stunned.
It is Kruk's turn.
Alright, going after the pig.
Just leaving the other guy right.
Well, he's behind me. Okay, I'm gonna go get him.
Just like his dating life.
So he's large, so I get an advantage.
No, he's not prone and stunned, so no.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
God damn it.
Move him over.
Huh? You could have done anything. Here? Don't let them
both. No, knock Nash over. He's knocked over.
Oh.
I'm prone, right?
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Okay. Alright, so two attacks.
Fuck. He deserved it after laughing at 9/11, alright?
He wasn't net laughing at 9/11, that's horrible.
9 and 14.
It happens to be 9/11 here. Yesterday. When the disaster
that was
happened.
That was only 5 people died. Relax.
Oh my god.
Relax, guys.
As a percentage, monster. It was more than the actual 9/11.
I guess that's true.
He's a monster.
9 and 14. To hit?
Yeah.
This is why you can't trust the statistics.
Shit!
Alright. I did nothing, of course.
You know, there are no Jews in the towers.
Oh my god.
Can't make with that
not after they fell, at least.
I forget who said that pissed me off so much. I'm like, there were probably mostly Jews in the tower.
Yeah, that stat feels very wrong.
Yeah, but it's something you could say.
It is something you could say whenever
it's fair,
you
want. Yeah, I mean, free country, right?
Tomlin.
So he's going to, I don't know, Tomlin's not having a real problem with himself.
not I don't even want to fight anymore!
Excuse me, he's going to, Sacred Flame on one.
Number one?
Zoop! Yeah. That was a good Barney Gumble burp.
He probably misses that. He misses that.
Okay.
12.
12 points of damage?
He's dead? Probably close.
Probably. It's just a rhino.
I know.
Let's just
can you turn into a rhino?
Ooh, and then fuck him?
Yeah, he probably wants to make
rhino
a,
babies.
Have no, a sexy, make a sexy rhino. Sense. We'll distract him.
Oh, yeah, rhino.
I can turn into a boar, though.
A rhino with a big tits?
Yeah, big titted rhino.
Big titted rhino.
Or a big titty boar. That might work, too. No,
imagine how dark those nipples would be.
You're like purple.
It's like stone nipples.
Hold on, what are you doing?
Nothing, just...
Oh. You're just jerking off. Just jerking
off. Is it my turn?
Not the kitchen table.
Yes, Harold, it's your turn.
What's this stain?
We're not going to sit on that side of the table anymore, everybody.
Anyway.
I'm going to cast Call Lightning.
Hello.
One.
Same trick.
Whoa. But wait, what's the actual spell do? Because I need to hear what this does.
Storm cloud appears in shape of a cylinder with the 10 cylinder that's 10 feet tall with a 60-foot radius centered on a point you can see within range directly above you. Spell fails if you can't see a point or blah blah blah. When you cast a spell, choose a point you can see under the cloud. A bolt of lightning flashes down from the cloud to that point. Each creature within 5 feet of that point must make a dexterity saving throw.
We're all within?
Well, no, if he doesn't...
Yeah, I can do it behind him.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, dexterity saving. I don't know why I did that. You need to roll a 13 dexterity saving.
He seems to assure himself.
You made it, so he takes half. So it's 11. So 5.
Oh, you got him.
I got you good, baby.
You're doing it.
On each of your turns until the spell ends, you can use your action to call down lightning in this way again. So I can just keep doing this BB for 10 minutes.
All right. So Borax is going to rage.
Oh, he's a barbarian.
And he's going to run and charge.
Nash again.
And hit Tomlin.
You fucker.
Make a strength saving throw.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Nope.
So you are not prone.
Sing all the way to the.
No. He's not charging so much like the thing. He can
just kind of ran into him.
Yeah. And he can. He is gonna start like basically like a tornado swinging.
Awesome.
On
called a Tuscan tornado.
That sounds like a sex move.
So, now... Tuscan
tornado action.
Yeah, hey, baby.
I guess Nash, is Nash, because he's stunned, he can't make saving. He automatically dexterity saving throws. And then Tomlin makes a dex throw. Does he get disadvantage being prone?
No.
Okay.
Well, he's stunned for the whole... Oh, yeah, that's right. He made it. It's a... hopefully. 16?
That makes it.
Okay.
Phew!
Leather was a close one.
Maybe. Still could kill me. You could roll 37 dice.
My first attack. Oh, God!
27 points of slashing damage.
So halved? That better not be halved.
Yeah, half on success.
Okay, so...
So Nash takes 27. He takes 13.
Nash is dead.
Oh, my God.
He's dead?
Fucking dead.
Like, dead for good?
No, he's not dead for good. But
we can put an egg in his mouth?
But he is, No, don't put an egg in Nash. Nash would not like that.
You can't stop us.
Sure, so Tom takes help, so... that would be 13.
I turn into a fucking frog person, you piece of shit.
He had 43.
Alright, now it's Rock. And he looks at Croc and says, "Let's dance, Shellbrain."
Jesus Christ.
He got you.
I mean, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Alright. Oh my God, they have such a... Why is it so high?
You made these.
You did it!
Oh my God, he missed both of them.
Yay!
Alright, it is Nash. Nash, you're not stunned anymore.
I'm down. I'm dead.
Make your death saving throw then.
He made it.
There you go.
Just made it.
No, that doesn't count if you just make it.
No, it does. Pretty sure it does. Actually,
You either have 11. To make it or not. You can't just make it.
It would have been an 11.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Alright, it is Crux's turn.
Alright.
It looks like a fucking disaster.
All he did was run into a couple people.
Alright. I mean, their initial blast is just like...
Alright, let's dance, fuckface. That's what I say to him.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Please don't curse.
Oh, sorry. This is a children's program.
It is?
Fucking God damn it. 17 and 9.
17 hits.
Yeah. Fuck.
Oh my God. Excuse me.
Okay. 12 points of damage.
Nice. Alright, it is Tomlin's turn. Stand up.
Yeah, he stands up, and he is going to... Well, I guess he wouldn't, because then he'd get a disadvantage.
Is that guy casting spirit fingers?
Fuck.
It's burning hands.
I guess he's got a cure wounds on Nash.
Does he have to touch him?
Yeah.
Walk on over there, baby. You can walk around the other side.
That's fair. Yeah, I won't get finished. Okay, good. He's gonna cast.
He misses.
He can't.
They have special
abilities. That's over now. That's the purple gems thing.
The dragon comes back.
Oh my god.
The dragon comes back. I'm back, fuckers. And so is my brother. We fucked and now we're ready to rumble.
Oh, why are you fucking? How did that
work? We're extra evil.
The McFoyle dragon.
I knew it.
So he gets 13.
Getting up?
Yeah, I'm surprised Tomlin didn't put an egg in his mouth.
It's okay. Swallow.
Not me. That's all he says.
You're going to love it.
We can fuck it. All right. So, it
would actually make Nash taller. So
that's true.
Nash is back.
He's not stood up, though. He's still not?
Okay.
He's still prone, but...
All right, Harold, your turn. You want to do something?
Call lightning on one. Yeah, make that's right. DC 14 dexterity.
He makes it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
14,
so
7. Wow. All right. It is...
Monster, right?
Yeah. It's Borax's turn.
And I'm like, get him, guys.
Why are you telling them to get us? That was his turn.
Just in general. Get him!
Oh.
I will be fair here, because Borax is stupid. Time. He's going to evenly choose between Tomlin and Nash, who is prone.
That's not... Okay, they're both my characters, so whatever.
Well, it matters a little bit.
Because one's he hits gonna him.
Die. Even for Nash, odd for Tomlin. Odd. There you go.
Great. Yeah,
it's all perfect.
Tomlin's got 15 hit points. He's good.
Oh, okay. We'll see how this goes. Miss and a nat 20.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's a good run, guys.
I'll miss Tomlin. Not Nash.
Yeah. All right. No one would miss Nash.
18 points of damage.
He's down. I hate these fucking fights. This is bullshit.
We got the egg.
We got the egg. It's hell on earth for Tomlin. That's the last thing he hears as he's getting it.
He's just
we got the egg. No!
God! He's such a good guy.
He's not much of a guy anymore.
He wants such a good frog.
It's like the fucking fly now.
This is how
body horror. Yeah.
Alright, it's Rocka's turn.